Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage the architect of all that, the owner, the chairman, the chief executive of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey.
I promise you one thing. I will try not to talk as fast as our coach talks or our offense plays. First of all, I just want to thank everybody and welcome all of our guests from around the world who have devoted their time to coming all the way to Philly for the largest gathering on sport and social change, the Beyond Sports Summit. Incredible. This is a great day for the city of Philadelphia. Our passionate leaders, our amazing fan base, philanthropists, community leaders, volunteers, and local corporations. As I glance around this room, I'm just astonished with the progress that we're making as an international sports community. There was no real gathering force before Beyond Sport, and I can't tell you how impressed I am. The last few days, you know, being surrounded by some of the world's most experienced, savvy humanitarians has generated an amazing amount of energy, not just around this conference, but around the city. I want to emphasize that each and every one of you is making a major difference in your respective fields of sports, business, innovation, philanthropy, development, and government. As all of you know, I don't have to tell you, the power of sports really does transcend the action on the field. It's much more than the final stats or a box score. With the right messages, themes, practices, it can create real positive social change across the world and can help overcome challenges that we all know communities really face, a lot of hard challenges. So, at this time, I'd first like to just welcome and especially acknowledge our collaborative partners, Aramark, NRG, U.S. Airways, and Lincoln Financial Group, among others, for helping us bring an amazing event to the great city of Philadelphia. I'd also like to recognize our partners, the Phillies, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Union, who have all played an instrumental role in helping bring this summit to Philly. These franchises are fixtures in our community. They're comprised of a lot of caring citizens who are steadfast in their leadership, activism, and philanthropic endeavors. I believe that I speak for all of us when I can say we are excited that advances in using the force of sport for social good are happening right here in Philadelphia. The past few days has presented us with a tremendous opportunity to gather together and enliven this environment. This is a testament to Nick Keller and his outstanding team of visionaries and organizers. Nick's goodwill and optimism and networking have set the tent poles for success as we travel down the path towards positive social change. On behalf of the entire global sports community, we thank you, Nick, wherever you are in this room, for all that you've done, and congratulations on truly amazing achievements over the last several years. You know, we come together at gatherings like this to learn from each other. That's big. To recharge and to really be inspired by each other. And there's a lot of celebration that goes on, as there should be. But today's theme, as Nick said, is courage. And so we should use this as an opportunity to go beyond the celebration and truly challenge ourselves, because our work is so far from being done. How many of you actually are in Philadelphia for the very first time? Please raise your hands. Quite a few. You know, I remember my first time here, and I was struck by a lot of things, but I was struck by the people of the city. Their love and their passion for sports is really over the top. It's incredible, and it's a huge part of their lives. The fans are knowledgeable, they're tough, they're loyal, and they're a reflection of the generations of fans who were raised and rooted in Philadelphia and bringing families together for those generations. You know, I was inspired by the history and the liberty that was born here, but also pain by seeing the devastating level of poverty that holds so many people back from reaching their potential. This has haunted me for the 20 years I've owned the Philadelphia Eagles. You see it every day. It's right in front of your face, as it should be, and it's real. It doesn't take courage to point out what's wrong, though, around us and blame others for it. What really takes courage is to take a stand and speak up, to put the resources and partnerships together to make change and to be relentless in getting there. I think there are three areas where we've made real progress here through the Eagles and our partners. With Eagles Youth Partnership, as Nick described, we are improving the odds for more than 50,000 children each and every year, whether it's giving kids eyeglasses so they can see and read in the classroom, or efforts to stem the learning skills that slide every summer for so many vulnerable children during that period when they're not at school, or through the safe play spaces that we build for kids in low-income neighborhoods. We leverage the power and the celebrity of the Eagles in a town that's massively passionate about the sport to reach children who are most marginalized and then step into their lives in ways that will fuel and unleash their potential. And while we are fiercely competitive on the field, Eagles Youth Partnership freely shares what we've learned with our competitors off the field, because we understand that it will take all of us to really affect the kind of transformative change we seek in our region and around the country. A second area of real progress is in showing that a business can do well by doing the right thing. And perhaps the best example of that is in our environmental practices, which are woven into every aspect of the Philadelphia Eagles. When we retrofitted our stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, and I hope many of you will still be around Sunday when we open our season and get to experience the stadium, we retrofitted it to significantly lessen our environmental impact. We knew that we would be generating a great deal of clean energy through the 11,000 solar panels on the stadium and in the parking lot, as well as the 14 wind turbines on top of the stadium. It wasn't something that a lot of teams were doing, but when you have a stadium that's the largest gathering spot in the city, it's the meeting place. It cuts through families, race, ethnicity, age groups, gender in every single way. And so should the major gathering spot be an iconic force for social change? We think so. We also thought that, you know, the solar panels and the wind turbines, as great as they are, also would serve as constant visual reminders of what teams, corporations, government, and individuals can do to lessen the harm we do to our environment. Especially that a business can be profitable while choosing to be environmentally conscious. That's how to build real social change, to show it's possible and to help grow the movement at the same time. More personally, my family and I care deeply about unlocking the puzzle of autism, which affects an estimated, at least in the United States, 1 in 88 children born. And I'm proud to say that we are moving closer to solving that mystery right here in Philadelphia through the Center for Autism Research at Children's Hospital. This is a team effort in every sense of the word, with hundreds of the best and most dedicated researchers from around the world all collaboratively working right in our own backyard. So both personally and through Eagles Youth Partnership, we are supporting those efforts, and through the generosity and commitment of so many others, are making the kind of progress that I'm confident will have lasting effects for millions of people worldwide. So progress, yes, all around us, progress. But I have to say, the poverty rates in our city, they continue to rise. Public education probably is our biggest national security issue. Unless we invest in educating our children to be literate, resilient, innovative, critical thinkers, problem solvers, they will never, ever reach their potential. And our country will suffer and the rest of the world suffers. Guns and violent crime in America, in Philadelphia, they continue to plague every city in our country. More than half of our victims are 24 years old and younger. Meanwhile, as we all know, the environment continues to deteriorate globally. So we call on our courage to forge on and know that the key to whatever issues we each choose to address
comes through multi-sector, multi-partner, interdisciplinary collaboration. It's the only way. That's why the Beyond Sports Summit presents us all with a really great opportunity. Let's seize it. Because the courage of one can only change the world when it's united with the courage of everybody else. Thank you all very, very much.